experience. They aren't review for us. Very few of us seem to be studying these things. If we would have been studying them, there would be a better understanding of the last six verses of Daniel 11, I believe. But I did point out to her, and I want to share it here, is that some of the ideas about some of the symbols and some of the truths in the last six verses of Daniel 11, some of the ideas that are out there in Adventism are distinctly different, and many of those ideas at best leave you with the understanding that the last six verses of Daniel 11 are not that relevant and they're not that important. And I'm hoping that when we get done with the study, that we'll see that the last six verses of Daniel 11 is present truth for this hour, a serious present truth. And if that is the case, then the truths that are out there that take a different approach to some of the symbols in these verses, that end up by placing these verses in such a lesser category of importance, then it is worthwhile and necessary and important, and it is part of present truth to clearly defend these verses. And to clearly defend these verses in Daniel 11, you have to look at the entire story of Daniel 11, and that of course includes Daniel 10 and Daniel 12. So with that being said, in our last presentation we began going through the history, the prophetic history that's set forth in Daniel chapter 11, beginning in verse 1 and onward, and we made it up to verse 14. And this study, we're going to try to get up to at least verse 29. And before we begin, I would let you know that in Adventism today, and for quite some time, there's been two different understandings, basically, of the flow of events that is described in verses 14 through 29. Both these ideas that are predominant in Adventism come to the same historical point that verse 29 locates. So it's not as if it challenges the prophecy overall. It's simply that one approach, the one used by Uriah Smith, teaches that when Rome comes into this narrative in verse 14 and finally in verse 16 onward, it's all about Rome, and both approaches agree that from verse 16 onward it's all about Rome. Uriah Smith suggests that the story from verse 14